Lewis gets it to LeBron for three for the win. Yes! LeBron James at the buzzer!
Here's the pitch. He swings as a long drive to right, and it is a home run for Gibson!
To catch that coming down to the turf. Agnew splitting a couple of tacklers. There he goes, 35-40. He's in the clear. Jamal Agnew, he's gone. 30, 20, 10, 5, end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. How about that, rookie?
You're listening to Fantasy Advice Bros. Here's your host, Ali.
Hi, everybody. My name is Ali. I'm joined by my host, Nader, and we are into NBA Week 24, and it's playoff time. For some of you, the playoffs are ending next week, and for others, it is ending in 2 weeks. Either way, Nader and myself are here to help you guys out with additional advice in fantasy leagues. And Nader, without you today, all by myself, like a real adult, I did a draft using the draft.com app. Using promo code RTNBA3, I got a $3 off, and that's how it works for all first-time users. Again, the promo code is RTNBA3, and I want to talk to you about my team because I had the second overall pick. Ooh. And this was on a Friday night. I was eyeing number one overall as LBJ, and he went number one, which left my guy at number two, Russell Westbrook.
You can never go wrong. I think the last two times you've picked Westbrook, he's won you the week or the day, should I say?
Yes, using this app, using the promo code, I've won with him. So then it came back to your theory of you got to go through forwards and centers. And the forward I took, and I had the second overall, and there were six people in, a snake draft. So it took me a while before I got to my second pick. But the top forward there was Kevin Love. Since he's returned from injury, he's been on fire.
Oh, yeah, 100%. There's nobody else on that team to help out LeBron, and he's a clear second option on there, and he was great. I mean, I think he played like 25 minutes the first game and had like an 18-7
since
game.
His return, they're averaging 120 points.
Yes.
Small sample size, but still.
They were, if you remember before, when he wasn't hurt and before Isaiah Thomas returned, he was on fire and the team was on fire. When Isaiah Thomas got inserted, they all just kind of went sideways, so he was definitely not the problem.
And then centers started flying, and it's the third round.
As they do, yep.
So I went with the man from down under. I went with Steve Adams against Miami tonight.
Machine, yes. He should have a size advantage. Not entirely sure if Whiteside is playing. He might return tonight. He's been missing some games here and there. But regardless of the fact, he's a rebounding machine.
Yeah, and he's been defending rebounders really well this year.
Correct.
So I was like, you know what? Why not? And then with my last two picks, I went with my last forward was Bobby Portis, hoping that Markkanen's not going to play. It sounds like he's going to play.
Especially some good run out there, especially with them benching Robin Lopez for like no reason.
But the other reason why I did Portis is they're playing Milwaukee tonight and Greek Freak's not playing.
Less defense, less protection at the rim. Portis should have a nice night.
That's it. And then in the last round, Lou Williams was available.
Oh, man. He's been a bit up and down lately, but the minute they didn't play last night, so usually when he has a day
off,
that's
what I checked for.
His legs are there and he can definitely score the ball.
That's what I checked for.
And they're still thickly in that playoff run, so they're playing.
They are. Since the All-Star break, they've been on fire.
Since they traded away Blake and gave us that bum.
And them and the Sixers, I think the Sixers have the best overall record since the All-Star game. I think they're 15-5.
They've been good.
So that completed my draft using draft.com, promo code RTNBA3. And now let's get into our weekly discussion where we try to help the people with pickups that they can use for their rosters. Slate should probably be thin at this point because we're so late into the season, but what do you got first?
First, I'm going to start with a couple of ads who have been actually playing extremely well and should be added, but have three games next week. The first one is Dwayne Dedman from Atlanta, the center. They've been playing all the guys with the exception of Schroeder every once in a while. So he's been getting the minutes and he's been benefiting with no other big really on that roster. So if you're looking for a center to plug in next week, I would definitely highly advise to go out and grab him.
Yeah, and we've talked about Dwayne Dedman, and we're likely going to talk about another Atlanta Hawk. He's been periodically double-doubling. They traded Ilyasova a few weeks ago, if not a month ago, who actually led the Sixers in scoring on Thursday night, coincidentally. And Dedman's been killing it, and he is a guy to own. We talked about it. His ownership is below 60%, so there's room for people to pick him up. I like. Who's your next Atlanta Hawk?
Torian Prince, who has been on absolute fire. We've talked about him last week as well. I don't know what his percentage owned is at the
65.
Point. So definitely jumped up. Well, he had straight games of like 40 to 50 fantasy points for 4 to 5 straight games. He cooled down slightly, but still getting a ton of minutes and should be on a roster for the upcoming week.
Small forward Torian Prince, Atlanta Hawks. He was the second person I was referring to. 65% ownership. Season averaged 22 fantasy points. This month, he's averaging 30. Yes. Last week, 27. The week before was 32. But still, folks, 30. It's a team that's been a dumpster fire. His minutes have gone up. His play has gotten much better. I know he had a poor shooting night the other night, but that's part of the territory. It happens to all of them. And there's likely more greatness to come out of Torian Prince. I thought you were going to start with his name. Not that it was anything wrong with going with Dedmon first.
I forgot Prince would be a little more highly added. Dedmon's the one that's probably a lot less owned at this point.
True statement. Next on your list.
Next one we discussed last week as well, who needs to be picked up now due to the Dwayne Wade injury and the guards being down, as well as Tyler Johnson at Miami. We're looking at Wayne Ellington.
Ellington again?
Okay. The minute any of those guards are down, Ellington steps up and becomes a monster.
Yep. So we did talk about Wayne Ellington again last episode as well. Shooting guard, small forward, Miami Heat. On the season, averaged 18 fantasy points. Last week, 23. The week before, 24. We talked about how Spoelstra loves running those 3-4 guard rotation ones out there. And Wayne Ellington is getting a great run. His minutes are up. Last game, 26 minutes. The game before, 40. The game before that, 31. The game before that, 36 minutes. And with that, the complement of 25, 34, 10, 31 fantasy points. So he's doing pretty good for a guy who's 26% owned, and you are in the middle of a playoff run. Wayne Ellington, worth your time and money. Nice. Next.
Now, we're jumping some four-game ads this week. Playoff week, you want to try to get as many games as you could in there. The first big name on the list, I think you all got to go out and grab Jeremy Lamb of the Charlotte. He is in for Nick Batum right now. Batum has a issue with his Achilles, and with them really out of the playoffs and not winning much, I don't expect Batum to return. Jeremy Lamb has been playing great, and I want to say shooting guard, small forward for them.
He is. He's 49% owned. I just want to add that, you know, Charlotte Hornets have been playing shockingly decently recently.
They played hard, I want to say, the last like 50 games of trying to make a push. It just wasn't there.
Dwight Howard turning back 30, the hands of time.
Oh, my God, yes.
And Kemba Walker the other night, 46-point performance, 60 fantasy points. Did he have a gizzard
just laughing in the locker room after? Like, that's just, that's called tanking season, guys.
It is. So, Jeremy Lamb, 49% owned. On the season, averaged 20 fantasy points. For the last 2 weeks, averaging 22. His minutes have gone up since he's returned from injury. He's been doing fairly well. And at 49% ownership, and we always say the waterline is 17 fantasy points, which he's doing much better than. Worth your time, worth a pickup. I like. Next.
Especially with a four-game week as well.
Yeah.
Next one I want to bring up is Denzel Valentine, shooting guard, small forward for the Chicago Bulls. Once again, tank mode over there. LaVine and Chris Dunn happen to be sitting on the bench because they just don't want to win. And Denzel Valentine has been picking up slack at that guard position. I say he should go out there and grab. He's got a four-game week, and he does a little bit of everything, so his floor is pretty high.
So we talked about Valentine much earlier in the season. He's 36% owned, shooting guard, small forward, pride of MSU, Spartan fans. On the season, averaged 20 fantasy points. Last week, averaged 30, the week before, 25. And I think the obvious statement is Chicago Bulls are a dumpster fire. They're in full-on tank mode, and Valentine is actually getting a run. He was having trouble finding a spot in the rotation earlier in the season, and he was getting next to no run, especially after Portis and Meritage came in, and Nwaba was killing it because he's a defender. But now it looks like Denzel Valentine has carved out a role, and he's only 36% owned. So there's still plenty of room for him to be owned. And you said he's playing a four-game week next week.
That is correct.
That's worth everybody's time and money. I like it.
Nick's name on this list would be Josh Jackson. Similar mode, tanking. Hey, TJ Warren and Devin Booker not playing for mysterious reasons. Josh Jackson benefiting from those mysterious reasons. He should be available out there. Go out and grab him if you possibly could for another four-game week and some very high production with him.
He's a young guy, right? We've talked about him before.
Rookie out of Kansas.
Yep. And we had talked about him earlier this year. He's 56% owned because I remember at the beginning of the year, he was a Rookie of the Year candidate very early on. And on the season, averaged 18 fantasy points. Folks, last week, averaged 37. The week before, 32 fantasy points. He's killing it right now. And his minutes have gone up, but he's taking full-on advantage. And like you said, the Suns are up for the first pick in the draft. Yes. They're a complete dumpster fire. So lots of room here.
So while they tank with the ability of giving their young players some playing time and getting ready for the top pick of the draft. So, yes, go grab them.
Like it. Next.
Again, we're going to continue. This theme is tanking teams over here because these guys are available. They're available because they're not supposed to be playing with teams that are winning. Buddy Hield, Sacramento Kings shooting guard, currently back on his playing great streak. He's been up and down all year, but now he's getting a ton of minutes. De'Aaron Fox is out. Bogdanović been in and out. He's getting majority of the guard minutes and absolutely killing it lately, so he needs to be added, and unfortunately, I'm playing against him this week, and I'm feeling it.
Buddy Hield, 62% owned for the Dumpster Fire Kings, and on the season, averaged 21 fantasy points. These last 7 days, averaging 33. The week before, 26. And basically, your point is, four-game week, his minutes are up. He's going to continue in the lineup. He's actually hitting his shots now. And he's been running out of stat sheet. His defensive stats are shockingly decent for the last month or so. So Buddy Hield kind of doing it all for Sacramento, as bad as that team is. So he's 62% owned, which leaves 38% wiggle room, which is a lot considering there's a four-game week this week. Are we going to talk about his buddy on Sacramento, Kostov?
No, he's a little bit more riskier at up and down. For playoff week, I prefer to stick with some more solid ones. So we'll stick away from cool stuff.
All right, next on your list?
Next on my list. Let's go to an untanking team. Let's switch it up a little bit.
All right.
Due to some injuries, again, Nick Young. Draymond Green out tonight. So is the rest of the crew. I know Curry's back, but Klay Thompson's out. So is Durant. So is Draymond Green. Someone else has got to score the ball. With a four-game week coming up, he hasn't been great, but produces enough this past week and should produce now with an actual point guard team to get him the ball. For a four-game week, I think Nick Young needs to be added for next week's slate.
Yep, so he's only 18% owned. And the funny thing about him is when he plays next to either Steph Curry or Thompson or, at the time, Kevin Durant, he actually does better than when none of them are on the court. So this does do him a favor to have Steph Curry back at 18% owned. On the season, he is only averaging 11 fantasy points, but last week, 21, the week before, 17. And because those injuries are going to roll into the next week of the NBA season, he is a must-add with a four-game week. And sure, it's not a tanking team, but it's still a player who's pretty hot, getting a lot of minutes. He's a good shooter, and he should continue to roll. I like. Next.
Next one. We've talked about him before. Again, back to the tanking situations, but we're going to go J.J. Barea over there in Dallas Mavericks. Point guard, shooting guard. Dennis Smith Jr. has been in and out. Wes Matthews out for the year. And regardless if he's old, young, whatever, they're just playing guys who are available at this point right now. And J.J. Barea has been available and playing very well. I say he needs to be picked up and used next week in a four-game slate.
He has. And we've talked about Barea several times on this podcast. He's only 28% owned, and he's listed as PGSG. Last week, averaged 27 fantasy points. The week before, 25. On the season, averaged 21. And a few episodes ago, I remember we would talk about on Dallas picking back up Wes Matthews before he got injured, but he's injured now. And Dwight Powell, because he was killing it as a big, because he was eating into Dirk Nowitzki's minutes until he started getting consistently injured. And the third guy we'd always talk about is J.J. Barea. And here he is at 28% ownership, averaging 27 fantasy points. Folks, I mean, you want to talk about a must-add to help your fantasy roster. This is a pretty easy one to go run out and pick up. I like it.
Next guy in the slate, again, Memphis Grizzlies. We've talked about this plenty of times. I still don't get why he's so available. And that's Jermichael Green, center for them. He has been unbelievable for them, at least production-wise, for your fantasy team. I know they lost by, like, 61, was it, the other night? So clearly it's not for real-life purposes, but he's on the court doing something.
He is. And the funny thing about him, sorry to cut you off, is it doesn't matter if Marc Gasol plays or not.
No, he doesn't. I agree. So, yeah, both his games, every time Marc, he either plays the four or the five. When Gasol's out, he's in the five. When Gasol's in, he's in the four. They like him a lot because he plays defense and does all the little dirty work stuff. So his ceiling's also pretty high. And a four-game slate, again, worth the ad for the week.
Season averaging 20 fantasy points. The last 7 days, 23. For the last month, actually 25. And they just broke their 18-game losing streak a few days ago. But Jamarcus Green, whether Gasol plays or not, is killing it. With a four-game week, it doesn't matter if Gasol plays or not. If he's available, and it looks like he's only 46% owned, he's definitely worth running out and picking up. I like. Next.
The last name I really want to discuss here and bring up is someone coming off an injury. Truthfully, I didn't check how much owned he is, but Reggie Jackson of the Pistons. He's got a couple games in him. We'll play one more this week. His minutes will continue to increase. If you're desperately needing a point guard or a shooting guard, I think he plays both. The Pistons don't have their draft pick, so there's no need to tank at all. So he will get the minutes.
You mean they're losing and they're not trying to purposely...
No, they just really suck. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They did all this trade. They have a decent roster, and they are unwatchable. They are unwatchable. But Jackson should help that offense as a whole and should be able to score the ball with him once his minutes continue to increase. And I think he would be a little bit risky, but has four games and probably worth an ad if you're thin at that point guard.
So that's what I was just going to say, right? So Reggie Jackson's supposed to be the point guard that makes the whole offense chug in a Stan Van system, which is very point guard reliant. And we've talked about the guys that replaced him, Ish Smith and Reggie Bullock, throughout the season. And Reggie Jackson, when healthy, this season and last season, averaged coincidentally 22 fantasy points. His minutes have been very slow to rise. In two games, he's averaged 17 minutes, likely to continue. So it's the type of thing where you pick him up, you roster him, and you watch out to see if Stan Van finally unveils him and lets him do the type of run that he can do and he was doing before he got injured, because he is going to average 22 fantasy points for you, which we always talk about the wild line being 17, so well worth your time.
With that four-game slate as well, so.
I do want to throw out one more name at you, a guy we've talked about throughout the season, but lately he's been killing it. He's 68% owned, which is right at that cutoff where we don't talk about players, is Rajon Rondo for the Pelicans.
Oh, unbelievable.
For anybody who's been paying attention, I mean, if the guy isn't getting near a triple-double, he's double-doubling. So he's 68% owned. Last week, averaged 28 fantasy points. The week before, 24. On the month, averaging 25. On the season, only 20. It boils down to this. Since Cousins went down, which I know hurts your feelings, Rondo has stepped up big time. Last game, 38 fantasy points. The week, the game before, 12. But the game before that, 43. The game before that, 18. So it's a little bit inconsistent, but when that averages out for the week, it's well worth your time. I just wanted to put that out there. And
sorry, one more just came to mind because I really didn't think about how heavily he isn't owned. I don't know why Terry Rozier is still out there in the market.
Right. And
Kyrie just had surgery
on his knee and he's out for the next four games. They already announced he's going to get rechecked on Wednesday, midweek next week. And if he's likely to continue to miss more games next week and it's a late playoff week.
Rozier could carry you to he's got ability where he can put up a good 50-point fantasy point game for you. And he's consistently putting up between the 30s right now. The fact with him out, he needs to be, that is a must add if he's available for you.
So Rozier only 58% owned, averaged 28 fantasy points this last week, 30 the week before, 26 on the month. And basically, folks, without Kyrie Irving, this guy is putting up very similar fantasy numbers, because I want to decipher fantasy from reality. He's not the same reality player.
He definitely fills up the stat sheet more than Kyrie does.
Yes.
Obviously, Kyrie better defender, basketball player, and in general, but filling up the stat sheet, rebounding-wise and all that, Rozier takes care of that for you.
Yep. I love the ad. I love this great late season push and the amount of names that we're still able to help people produce in what's essentially week 24 of the NBA season and very late in your playoff push. We will be back next week with one last NBA fantasy weekly, because by next week, that leads into week 25 of the NBA season, everybody is done with weekly fantasy playoffs.
Yes, coming to a halting end.
Okay, as usual, I had a lot of fun, Nader. Thank you so much for your help, and I look forward to doing it next time.
Awesome, thank you.
Thanks for listening to Fantasy Advice Bros, presented by Gabber Media.